Happy birthday, you're not special. Everybody thinks you're a shithead. We just want to embarrass you. That's why we're singing this song. So happy fucking birthday, you're a poser.
Hello, hello, you're listening to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is British Columbia. We just heard a song by The Vandals from their album Life Fast Diarrhea, and it was a song called Happy Birthday to Me. And this is correct because yesterday was my birthday, so I decided to celebrate it with a song from The Vandals. Today, I'll be playing, as usual, some punk rock music for you, some pretty good bands, at least I think so. And also, I'll try to phone a Sarah sent from the Crip Show to make a phone interview. Then, right now, the band is driving through the Oregon, and the reception is not that great. So I'll try, but hopefully it all works out, and we can do a phone interview, play some Crip Show, and ask Sarah some questions. And they're playing in Vancouver this Saturday, so you can go and check them out if you like the music. Okay, so as usual, lots of new stuff for you, and I would like to play next song. This is the St. Catharines from their brand new album called Fireworks. Amazing Canadian band from Montreal. Just the album came out in October, and they a little bit changed their sound. They're like a little bit slower now, but I think it works perfect for them, for their sound. And I think it's just a really good album. So again, it's the song No Friends from the album Fireworks, and this is the St. Catharines, and this is the song of my life.
I've got no friends anymore, just people that I know. Don't call my house no more, I feel like going out. But I stay home, I can, cause I don't have no friends. They're doing things with guys that I can't stand at all. They all say that they change, but then I stay the same.
Democracy Day is coming. November 6th from 12 to 5 p.m. at the Vancouver Public Library, come out to question and change the media. There will be panel discussions on gender, sexuality, and violence, copyright issues in Canada, the accuracy of environmental reporting, and much, much more. Plus, CITR will be broadcasting live on location for the whole afternoon. And did we mention there's an after party? Remixology 3 at W2. Steve Pratt, director of CBC Radio 3, will be there to discuss the future of media. There will also be food, a bar, great local music, and plenty of opportunities to socialize and network with Vancouver's leading media innovators. The doors for Remixology 3 open at 5 p.m. So come on out to Media Democracy Day, November 6th from 12 to 5 p.m. at the Vancouver Public Library, and then head out to Remixology 3 at W2. For more information, check out openmedia.ca and mediademocracyday.org. Proudly supported by CITR.
Uh, Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and this is British Columbia. I just got a call from the listener to with the request. I'll try to find the song, I'll try to find the CD, and if I'll find it, I obviously play it for you. If not, I promise to find it and play it next show. Thank you so much for listening, thank you for calling, thank you for requesting. We just heard the band The Mungies. They're from Italy, and it was a song of their brand new album called Bad Juju. It was a song, Good Boy, Bad Time. The album was recorded in Atlanta by Joaquin Queer, who is the main guy in the Queers, and they also, a couple songs on the album are written by Ben Weasel and Dan Wapit of Screeching Weasel and Riverdales. The Mungies are a pretty well-known band who plays old-school pop-punk. As I said, they're from Italy, and they played in Vancouver once. They played with the Queers a couple years ago at the Red Room. Very, very good band, and just, yeah, doing good music for a long time. Before that, we heard a new song by the Queers. Their brand new album, Back to the Basement, comes out on November 13th, and it was a song, Back to the Basement. The Queers, they're playing in Vancouver on December 2nd at the Red Room, and they're playing the Riptides, Capi, and Isotopes. And, the new album is, it's Queers, it's good old style. It's little bit different from Monkey Brain, the last album. So it's more like you know, generic Queers album. Like, what do you expect from them? I like the album. Listened to it already twice, and I like it. Before that, we heard a band from England called Pacer, and it was a song called Pasternak from their album called Number One. That's a new, relatively new band, but they've been playing music together for more than 10 years because they were members of a well-known band from UK called The Steel, and this is their new project called The Pacer. Again, amazing. I always say always good stuff about those bands, but I just play them because I like them, so I think it's logical. So obviously I like the album, and the album came out on Chunksa Records, which is, I think, Bouncing Souls Records, a record label, and yeah, just good music. Before that, we heard Smoke of Fire, their song Porch Wine, from their new album Speak Easy, which came out on Fat, comes out, actually next Tuesday, I think, it comes out on Fat Track, and the album is very good. If you like Smoke or Fire, you will like this record, which is really good. And that's my favorite song of the album, called Porch Wine. Good. And the first song of the block, it was St. Catherine's amazing album Fireworks, came out about a month ago, and it was a song called No Friends. Let me play some Creep Show for you. I'll try to call Sarah, hopefully the reception is good and I can, you know, make it happen, hopefully. And if not, we'll play some more music because I have lots of music for you here tonight. And yeah, let's listen to some Creepshow songs of their new album. And the album They All Fall Down came out a month ago in the beginning of October. Good album, I should say. That's their third album, sounds like Creepshow, and at least I like it. And I'm going to the show, which is on Saturday at the Rickshaw. They're playing the Lost Furious. Okay, let's listen to some Creepshow, and I'll try to call Sarah. Hopefully we can make the interview happen. Thank you.
Trying to work, but you're crying.
Hello, hello, hello. You listen to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. And I have Sarah from The Creep Show on the phone. Sarah, can you hear me?
I can.
This is amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for this interview. And I hope that reception is good because Mike warned me that you're driving through the Oregon and reception is not that great. So hopefully everything works very well.
Oh, no, we're in Portland, so I have a pretty good signal.
Oh, okay. This is amazing. Thank you. Let's talk about the brand new album, which came out on Stomp Records, They All Fall Down. And I have a question that The Creep Show, you definitely guys have your own distinctive sound. And when you entered the studio for recording of this album, was it much pretty same, the same process you used for previous two albums? Or did you try new things? Because I'm asking that because when I listened to the new album, it was The Creep Show. I heard what I expected, but I heard a couple new things, and I'm interested, what's your take on that?
I think that for me, and I think for the guys too, that this third album is really the record that we are the most comfortable with who we are as a band and what we want to sound like, and just individually, like our parts and our instruments, and as musicians, I think we've all really come into our own, and that's why with this record it sounds a little bit different, but it's just kind of how it,
right.
You know, it's the third record, it's the record that we've all come together really comfortably with and kind of know where we're at, what we want to do and what we want to sound like. So
yeah, thank you. Yeah, because you know, like, for example, for me, the song Sleep Tight is a little bit new thing for Creep Show, and I heard it and it was interesting, and I liked it. And then you used trumpet on Hellbound, which is not that unique to use a trumpet, but it's still a new thing for the band, and I was really appreciating that they're trying new interesting things.
It was the trombone, actually. Ginty plays the trombone, so we had trombone in there.
sorry, I'm not that good at all this metal.
That's okay.
Also, the album came out on Stomp Records, and you on Stomp in Canada, on Hellcat in States, and people like you in Europe. And
yeah.
Being a huge Rancid fan, how does it feel to be signed to Hellcat, and especially your first Canadian band ever signed to Hellcat?
It's pretty cool, actually. Like, we played with Rancid in August 2008,
mm-hmm.
and just kind of like kept our fingers crossed with maybe something would come out of it as far as like, you know, getting signed to Hellcat would go. We didn't really actually expect it.
Right.
John,
right.
Matt, can you order me a coffee? And sorry, they're just going in to get food. I'm gonna stay outside. anyway, yeah, so we didn't really expect anything to happen. We were just kind of like, imagine how crazy that would be. And
right.
and then it kind of happened. So
yeah.
So we were all pretty ecstatic. We had to keep it secret for almost a year because it took almost a year to get all the paperwork done for it.
Oh, okay.
But finally it did. We didn't do a great job of keeping it secret, but we did pretty good. And then, you know, that was it. And then it was on paper, and we were like, okay, now we can say it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Congratulations, because this is a big thing.
Thank you.
Also, like, being on Hellcat, when you're touring states, does it help you? Do you feel like you have this, like, status of being on Hellcat? Does it, like, for the fans, for the people, oh, I should go check this out, this band, because they're on Hellcat?
Absolutely, I think it does, for sure. I mean, we're doing our CD release tour right now. This is our last date in the U.S. We've been in the U.S. for a couple weeks now, and it's definitely made a difference, because a lot of the people come up and be like, oh, congratulations, you know, you're on Hellcat, it's so cool. So it's obviously helping, for sure. And I mean, the street credit is great, you know? Like,
right.
Rancid has been one of our favorite street credits like that. And it's really but yeah, Rancid's been like one of my favorite bands to listen to. We're younger kids, like listening to punk rock when we're 12 years old. That was Rancid, so.
Right.
it's cool when Rancid comes on now and we're kind of like, hey, That's our boss.
Yeah, it's probably pretty cool when Tim Armstrong is your boss. This is like, oh.
Yeah. The coolest boss ever.
Let's talk also about your solo stuff, because you released those two albums, and this is mostly roots and, like, folks-influent music, and the music, from what I read, it's, like, your dad listened to. Is that correct?
It's actually, like, my dad listened to a lot of, like, rock and roll music and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the country thing, like, folk, yes, but the country thing just kind of came out of me. I'm not like I haven't been listening to country, old country since I was a kid or anything like that. I just like, it just kind of started to come out of me like while I was writing my first record way back home. And then obviously the roots of like rock and roll and like, you know, harmonica based stuff or like anything that has to do, some classical stuff too, my dad listened to and all that. So it's just kind of is a mix of a bunch of different things from a different eras and different times in my life. So
is those most songs, they're more like your songs? Because you know, when I was watching all the episodes you posted on your YouTube page about recording this album, and this sounded like, you know, like it looked like it's such a, like, you know, like you felt so comfortable, like your dad's driving you to studio, you're getting coffee, and it looked like it was so comfortable. It was like it was your own world. It was your songs. Is that correct feeling?
Yeah. The only pressure that I have doing my solo stuff is getting it done in time. I don't have any pressure of having to write a certain way or be a certain way or write about specific things or fit into a certain category. It's just like, I write the records, I record them. If people like them, cool. If they don't, it doesn't affect me because I'm just telling stories of my life and I'm just trying to connect with people on that level because I think that music is one of the only things left in this world that still connects people. So, you know, for me, it's pressure-free, and that's what makes it so comfortable. It's just, like, pretty much making this record just to tell my own stories, and then it just so happens that people like it, and they buy it, so it's cool.
Yeah, you know, like, from listening to both albums and watching those videos,
What's that?
Whoa, sorry. Something.
Yeah, I'll be in like, 2 seconds. Sorry.
Yeah, okay. So, from watching, like, those videos and listening to this album, it's totally, you know, look like you having like a great time there, and it was like personal thing, and it's comfortable. It's all good.
Well, I get to do music for a living. Like, I can't complain about that, right? it's my dream, and
Tim Armstrong is your boss.
Job in the world.
Also, you're not the only one who records the songs. That Daniel, he is your band member, and is he from Germany? Is that correct? Is it like international thing?
He's from Germany. Yeah, he comes with me. He was my one-man band for the last tour, and he did play on the record too, and he helped out with the record a lot. So yeah.
Yeah, this is because I looked him up and looked like he lives in Germany, but I found it really cool that you like it's international project.
yeah, he does.
Okay, and probably the last question because I look like it's busy and you need to get to the show. What are the latest bands or like albums you heard and you're really excited about?
Hold on, there's another car going by. Sorry. I actually fell in love with this band Mumford and Sons.
Uh-huh.
Who actually Daniel introduced me to in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
The year a year and a half ago or something. And when we did a solo tour out there in Europe together, we were listening to the Mumford & Sons over and over and over again. And I was like, I love this. And now they blew up in North America.
Right, right.
So we've been rocking those records in the van. Oh my gosh, the street is so loud. I'm sorry. What else? Mumford & Sons, there's the Dreadnoughts.
Oh, yes.
From Vancouver.
Yes.
They just put out a record called Polka's Not Dead, and it kicked ass.
Yeah, actually, I had them for the CD release show. They were Kyle and Nick. They came for the show and we played all the songs from the album and they did some kind of interview. It was like, I'm in love with this album. This is amazing.
When I got a copy of the record, because they're good friends of ours now, we're label mates, we've done tours and some stuff, and I got that record, and I listened to it 5 times in one day, and I've never done that before. I was like, and then I called Kyle, and I was like, you guys are crazy. Like, this is by far one of the best records, not only this year, but I've ever heard, because you guys are just insane.
This is
like
amazing.
You've lost your mind in like the best way possible.
Yeah, I totally agree.
But there's definitely like been a soundtrack for this last tour anyway in our van, and that record is just like any of their stuff is really good. But I think those two records, Mumford and Sons, Sigh No More, and The Dreadnought, Poker's Not Dead, those are the two records that are played the most right now within our lives.
Thank you so much. Yeah, this is amazing that band from Vancouver, your friends, and yeah, I'm in love with this album too.
Oh, they're amazing.
Okay, thank you so much for the interview. Thank you so much for doing that. And
no problem. Thanks for having me.
And we're excited that Vancouver is excited to see you on Saturday at the Rickshaw.
I know. We're super excited to come back to Vancouver. It's going to be great.
Thank you so much. See you on Saturday.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So yeah, that was Sarah from The Creep Show. A little bit was something loud, but I think it was pretty good. And I would like to play some Creep Show for you. More songs, because I have some songs got ready for you. And yeah, let's listen to them, because their new album is also very, very good. So what's next do I have? Which song is that? Oh, actually, the song They All Fall Down. The name of the album is They All Fall Down, and the name of the song is They All Fall Down. So let me play this stuff for you on CITR. They all fall down!
This is a worldwide state of emergency, and there ain't no end in sight. Continue on, and I will make it through the night. It's like a we can hear the screams get louder. Smells like death in all the dust. All the victims left behind will turn to rust. Ain't gonna turn around to see it. There's no secrets left to hide. We're all doing what we can just to survive. Nobody's gonna be left standing when the wave comes crashing down. Run up the bodies and stack them high. We'll be right back.
take a breath and close your eyes.
Your dust is clouding up inside.
Friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you discounts on Main Street at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, The Kiss Store, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Techs, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and The Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Hello, hello, hello. You listen to We All Fall Down on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. So we just had the interview with Sarah from The Crip Show. They are playing on Saturday, November 6th at The Rickshaw. They play in The Lost Furious and The Furniture. And I suggest you to go because this is a very, very fun band. We just heard the four songs from them. The last song was all songs from their latest album, They All Fall Down, which came out on Stomp Records in America. It is Hellcat, and in Europe it's People Like You Records. So we heard the songs Someday, Last Chance, They All Fall Down, and Get What's Coming. I have some more music for you, and that's mostly ska music. I would like to play some... there's an Italian band Telco. That's the band I would like to play right now. They released their brand new album this year, and it's in Italian, and the name of the album, La Cretina Commedia. Hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. And that's a song called Punta Raisi. Hopefully I just said it all correctly and my Italian is all right. Okay, so yeah, let's listen to Telco and that's it.
Odore nelle mani, quindi giù un affare spenti, figlio di un ultimo ballo che il dolore non cancella. new pop country starlings to the Main Street Legion Hall. Look into my crystal ball.
Rising. Life is hard. The world is cold. You're always too young and then too old. But we've changed all that. Escape from life at the new Waves on How concert series, where you're never too young or too old to rock out with Vancouver's most amazing bands each Friday and Saturday night from 8 p.m. till midnight. Sponsored by Covenant House. Come enjoy the show and donate to Covenant House's Street Youth Services Program. Join the Waves on How Facebook group for all the info. Waves on How is not responsible for smiling, laughing, singing, dancing, or sudden outbursts of complete happiness that may be caused by the Waves on How concert series.
When life begins.
Hello, hello, you listen to We All Fold On 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. That's pretty much it. The show is almost done. We just have 5 minutes. I'll tell you what songs we heard. The last song, it was Los Futurists, famous Canadian Vancouver ska band. They are opening for the Crip Show on Saturday, so I decided to play my favorite song of their last album. Called, the name of the album is Run Devil Run, and the name of the song is Heat Rising, my favorite track of this album. Before that, we heard a band, the Dreadnoughts. Sarah was talking that she loved the album. Myself, I love the album too. Amazing band, amazing album. Polka's Not Dead, and I decided to play a song called Polka Never Dies. Really, really good album, really good song. Just highly recommend, as they say. And the first song we heard, it was Italian band called Talco. That was the... again in Italian. La Cretina Commedia, that was the name of the album. And the name of the song was Punta Raisi. Hopefully it sounded kind of close to the truth. Okay, let's see what upcoming shows we have. Obviously, November 6th, the Crip Show at the Rec Shop, playing the Lost Furious and the Furniture. November 13th, Invasives are playing at the Brandy's Pub, a local band and very interesting band. Though they don't play very often, so if you like them, try to go to see them. This is next week, November 13th, at the Brandy's. Ozzy Osbourne and Halford, they're playing at Rogers Arena. Alexis on Fire, Norma Jean, Fringes of Blood, and Ladis Pute playing at Pini. And December 2nd, the Queers, the Riptides, Capigouli, and Isotopes at the Red Room. Also, it's in this in the end of the year, not that many shows, but like there are two shows in December I want to see, and they're both on the same day. Same day, December 2nd, Luchero, I'm playing at Biltmore Cabaret, and I'm quite interested in to see this band, and they had two good shows at one night, so I have to choose. Okay, this is it, that was the show. I think it was quite a successful show. Yesterday I had my birthday, and I'm sober now, so it's pretty good. But I will be celebrating tomorrow. So tomorrow I won't be sober. Hopefully something like that. Hopefully it makes sense. We had an interview with Sarah from the Crip Show. I think it turned out very well. The Crip Show they are playing on Saturday. And I played some music for you. I think this is kind of a review of the show. Success? Success. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast on CITR.ca, also on the blog We All Fall Down, CITR.tumblr.com. You can also download the podcast and see which songs I played. There's a list and all the songs, and sometimes I post pictures of the bands. This is not that interesting, but I'm trying to make it interesting. Okay, so let's finish up things, and I would like to finish with Bad Religion song of a new album called Wrong Way Kids, and I would like to finish the episode with this song, because I think this song should be a last song on the album, but this song to me sounds like a totally last song, but this song is in the middle of the album. So anyways, Wrong Way Kids, this is Bad Religion. My name is Tim, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next week. Thank you.
From shimmering away, on white sidewalk, glittering asphalt, somewhere summer days. The wrong way kids were something more than friends, navigating a spall without end. Right to on the fan. So what's wrong with them?
looking up to us. Just misfit melancholy drakes out lost in the mob. Wanderers to nowhere at all. Did you ever want to take that advice? Did you ever want to go and take it twice? Do you remember when the world began to put up its naughty fans? Right, you are my friend. So what's wrong with them? Let go the wrong way, kids. Singing, whoa.
Travels in my blood.